Allah maaf kare, you sacrifice you for their aspirations, you sit in there crying, what went wrong? Kuf, you had your entire life, radiallahu anhu. He brought his son. He said, my son is this or this, he doesn't do that. Umar radiallahu anhu said, you know, what's wrong? Why is your father complaining? So the man said, Umar, ya Amir al-Mu'min, can I defend a good woman or a bad woman? He gave me a bad name. Did he ever encourage me to be pious or did he not encourage me to be pious? He never encouraged me to be pious. Umar radiallahu anhu turned to the father and said, this is your problem. You plant wheat. Oh, okay, you plant wheat. And then when the mango tree doesn't come out, you start crying. Ajib. So Allah Ta'ala is telling all of this, yes. But this is for you to also do it. You need to raise your child up so that child makes dua for you. You need to raise that child up so that child, Ta'ala, may we never ever be in need of anyone. Not today, not tomorrow, not inshallah. It is life. You want your child to be there, you need to teach them. If you're going to teach your child to be a dog of this dunya, then you'll be a dog of this dunya. And you're up the leg, you know what happened. Then the second thing Allah Ta'ala, I want to touch on, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of different Anbiya alayhi salam. And one of the Anbiya alayhi salam that I mentioned, Lut alayhi salam, story of Lut alayhi salam. Just the LGBTQ, right? What I want to tell you is the reason why Allah needs this incident. Don't become so naive that you feel in our community it is not happening. We have this nonsense happening within our communities at the moment. Don't become so naive to think your children are protected from it. They are not protected from it. Allah forbid, tomorrow our children mustn't come to us and say, the son mustn't come and say, oh, Abba, I like this boy. Or your daughter mustn't come and say, Amma, I like this girl. Wake up to the realities of what is going on around us. Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Salim Nawab, right? He mentioned, I don't know how many times he has mentioned this, but he mentioned this one incident, you know, I don't know how many times. I've heard it from him personally, multiple times. A girl phoned him, Mawlana, can you perform my nikah? He said, of course. She said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. You know, nikahs all the time. You know, why are you saying so much Alhamdulillah? No, because so many ulama turned me down. Now curious, why did the ulama turn you down? Said, no, they all refused to get me married to my girlfriend. A girl is phoning, Mawlana saying, can you perform my nikah to another girl? Ajib. But here's the thing, do you know why? After all the questioning, though, the problem was, she saw her father abusing her mother. From her childhood till the time she became an adult, she saw her father beating her mother black and blue, swearing at her, debasing her, abusing her. Is that not what happens in our community? You know, I would be remiss to say if one in three households, especially we are creating the problems within our own households. Not the school, not the government, not the council. Yeah, they're putting things forward, but we are doing it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He makes mention of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, reflect over this. There's a reason why Allah Ta'ala makes mention of his incident more than 5-6 times in the Quran. Anyway, Surah Al-Rum was revealed. Why? Because the Persian Empire, who were mushrikeen, they overpowered the Roman Empire, which were muwahideen, which believed in Tawheed. And the mushrikeen of Makkah, they went to the Muslims and they said, look, the people you support, because you are closer to them, they believe in one God, you believe in one God, they lost. Just like that, you too will lose and we will win. Allah Ta'ala says no. The Roman Empire will win and the Persian Empire will be crushed. And they couldn't extend down exact 7 years. Allah Ta'ala says, a few years. This surah comes down in Makkah Mukarramah. It came down in Makkah Mukarramah. In Medina Munawwar, after the Battle of Badr, what happened? The Romans, they beat the Persians. In 3 to 9 years it will happen. It happened in 7 years. After that is Surah Al-Luqman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Luqman alayhi salam. He said alayhi salam, he is not a prophet. Right? He was a very, very pious person. Allah Ta'ala gave him abundant wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of 10 of his advices. One of them being, honor your parents. No matter what happens, honor your parents. Even if they tell you to commit shirk, honor your parents. Don't listen to them. Don't ever listen to them in wrong. But honor them. If they tell you tomorrow, you are 16 years old, mashallah, you're shaving your beard, or your beard is just, you know, you've got the small pubic hair. We won't call it beard hair, we call it pubic hair, because it's very small, right? You've got the small, in South Africa they say bum fluff. Right, in South Africa they say bum fluff. Right? You've got it growing. Mashallah, bali ho gaya. Which means fasting is fard upon you. So your mother, she tells you, oh, you know, you're still my baby. No, 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 no. You don't listen to your mother then. But when your mother tells you to wash the dishes, then you listen to her. Right? Make sure of the balance. That's Surah Luqman. Then after that is Surah Sajda. Surah Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks a lot about Akhir. Surah Sajda is a surah we should be reciting every night, number one. And your imams, inshallah, should be reciting every Friday in Fajr, in the first rakah. And in the second rakah, Surah Al-Dahr. After that is Surah Al-Ahzab. Surah Al-Ahzab refers to the Battle of Khandaq, you know, the trenches, where the mushrikeen, they gathered all the Arabian tribes. And they said, you know what, it's now or never. If we don't destroy Islam now, khalas, it's not going to happen. We'll discuss more of that tomorrow. There's a lot of ahkam and rulings that come about in Surah Al-Ahzab because it is a Madani surah, and we'll discuss that tomorrow. Just one thing. Actually, no, leave it for tomorrow, inshallah, right? Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding of the Quran. Subhanahu wa bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صراط المستقيم صراط عليهم الضالين لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا نفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر كلا لا وزر إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيره لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فإذا فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن أن الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami' Allahu liman hamida.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله